The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought, it's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I am so glad you stopped by because we have a fabulous show on tap for you. And when I say we, I mean myself and my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. And thanks for stopping by. Today, we have our Hope for the Best, Plan for the Worst keys. We're almost halfway through this radio show season. Jeremy Shane has an incredible money word of the day about investing, specifically an investment tool. We also have Minutes on Your Money, and we're going to talk personal finance and your job. Is it a problem?
J-O-B.
Yes. The just over broke syndrome.
Yes.
We're also going to have a great trivia question from last week's show, Take Emotion Out of the Picture. And we have an incredible guest. Author of The Financial Fallout, Bernard Unger, is going to join us and tell us what's wrong with our financial system and what he thinks we could do to fix it.
That sounds good to me.
I think so. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. So, Mr. Murphy...
Yes.
Trivia. What do you think the trivia question should be?
Why don't you just think of something?
Well, I did, but I was wondering if you had a better one.
Nope.
Could try.
Nope.
I didn't mean make different sounds. Try.
Oh, well.
I mean, come up with a different question.
I should have been a comedian, but I'm obviously very bad at it.
But yeah, keep your day job. Just saying. Insiders Club members are automatically entered in our weekly giveaways, but if you are not a member and you would like to compete for great money management tools, this is the way to do it because we have some cool autographed books, all kind of tapes, stuff like that, that
tapes?
Would help. Tapes? Well, I guess they're CDs.
Even CDs aren't that great anymore.
I know, but, you know, that's just like what we're used to refer. It's the vernacular, all right? Don't pick on me.
You're probably thinking 8-tracks, too. Give me a tape.
Did you remember, you know what my favorite 8-track was growing up? It was Very Merry Snoopy's Christmas.
You know what? I probably heard, in a garden of Eden, baby, more times than anybody else on the planet off of an 8-track.
Yeah. No, we were like, you know, sheltered from that kind of music. So it would have been Bobby Vinton.
Oh.
Una Paloma Blanca. That's what we heard. So anyway, if you want to win a trivia question and if you don't want a tape, well, we can find another medium to get you one in. CDs, DVDs.
MP3.
Or perhaps. If we have those. It all depends on how the previous show guest provided those tools for us. But regardless of that, would you like to know what the trivia question is?
Sure. Why don't you ask me?
Okay.
Or ask them.
This week's trivia question is... What are we supposed to do with our passions? If you remember, last week's key was take emotion out of the picture, and I made a comment about passions and what should we do with it.
Okay.
You look puzzled. Did I stump you?
No, I was looking out the window just now.
You know you were stumped. You're like, oh my God, I forgot. Well, if you think you have the right answer, since apparently Jeremy Shane does not, you can win one of three ways. You can write in, call in, or chat in to win. If you want to call in, that number is 1-866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. If you would like to call... Oh, we already did the call. Never mind. If you would... You have a puzzled look on your face, and maybe lose my spot. If you are listening live, you can hop in the chat room. Or if you are listening from a podcast, downloads, iTunes, whatever your favorite method is, or our production partner, SoundCloud, then you can email in to win. Just send us an email at trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. Good luck.
Yep.
What about the pocket audience? Do I get those or just the pop?
They're going to come out later, I have a feeling.
Oh, you just have a feeling? But I'm glad you brought them because you didn't have them last time. Would they be showing up for Minutes on Your Money? Because it's time for that now.
I guess we'll find out. Let's do, how about this article here?
Okay.
All these pages and pages and pages and information. Okay. This is from businessnewsdaily.com. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
You must be. I think you're the one that found this. All right. Coworkers, emails, and social media aren't the only things distracting employees during the workday.
Serious?
Yep. It says personal finances are actually a pretty big thing, and they figure that about 2 or 3 hours a week on average is what the average person spends wasting time thinking about their finances or trying to take care of them or paying their bills or opening letters, I don't know, whatever it is that they're doing. And what they've done to combat this is they actually have programs in a lot of big companies to help people with their finances, not pay their bills for them, but teach them about personal finances and financial literacy, and they have seminars and places like that. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, considering that that's what we do on the foundation side with our brain-based financial literacy
and
program.
And whatever they pay for these classes or seminars or one-on-one training or whatever it is that they do, even though they pay money for it, apparently is important enough to keep everybody in line so that they can make more money instead of wasting time and money for them.
Well, you know, I kind of know a little bit about this since that's what we do at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And I didn't realize that that's what that article was about. But there are statistics out there for employer-sponsored financial literacy programs and what it does for folks. So would you like to know a couple of those things that it does?
That would be awesome.
Okay. Well, the first thing it does is it lowers healthcare costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it does that?
So they're not mad and depressed.
Or stressed out.
Punching walls and things and breaking their hands.
There you go. See? So healthcare claims go down because the stress and illness gets reduced. In addition, overall employee satisfaction goes up. And that's because they're not busy thinking about their money problems. Because, oh, guess what? They resolved them through the financial literacy program.
They're not like, oh, man, I hate my job. I can't even pay my bills.
Right. It also increases tenure. Because if you are all stressed out about money and needing to make more, you probably don't have all your eggs in this company's basket and you've got one foot out the door while you're busy looking for another job. But if you have your personal finances under control, you are not going to be job shopping because you're content and you're able to meet your expenses where you are currently and you're not like one foot out the door. So that's kind of, you know, it's neat to see that there's an article about that today, about employer-sponsored financial literacy programs, because we truly need to get a grip on how we manage our money more effectively.
Yes, I agree.
That was a great article.
Yeah, I'm glad I came across it.
I'm glad you did, too. And you know what else?
I give what?
We have some incredible things still on tap for today's show, like the Keys to Riches, like your ever-popular moolah word of the day, as well as our guest, Bernard Unger. So everybody stay tuned for more Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shin, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one.
Baby, I'm no sad. I couldn't care less what you think or say.
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shin. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the cover project by Jeremy Shin at jeremyshin.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, joined by my illustrious co-host, Mr. Jeremy Shin Murphy.
Yep, here I am.
Hey, don't you have a record coming out soon?
I think there might be one coming out sometime soon.
I think so, too. So I'm pretty excited because I hope you play the montage today. So everybody can get a little.
I probably will. We'll make sure we get it into the commercials here. Well, we already had it. You weren't paying attention. I already played it in the commercials.
Oh, did I? Well, I had to go to the bathroom. So we wet their whistle already then, right?
Yep. Okay. If they were listening.
Okay. Well, let's assume that they were paying attention because clearly I wasn't.
That's all right.
How about your segment, you know, the moolah word of the day.
Yeah, we have one of those here.
What's the moolah word of the day?
How come the money word of the day is always the money words plural of the day? I don't get that. All right. Mutual fund.
They're not always. Last week's was singular.
Well, a lot of times they are the money word is of the day. Mutual fund is the word is of today. Okay?
Yes.
Do you know what a mutual fund is?
Perhaps.
Maybe. You know, I always, honestly, I've kind of had an idea of what they were. Like, I'm, you know, but I don't really play in the stock market like other people do. And that type of investment type stuff. I have other ways of making money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're aware of those. And they're legal.
Yeah, I'm glad we clarified that.
I'm just going to make sure. It's an open-ended fund operated by an investment company, which actually raises the money from shareholders and invests it in a different group of assets like stocks, bonds, money market, that type of stuff. And they actually get the company started up, and they sell off parts of their company like a lot of other companies do, and sell off their shares. And then because of that, you're basically a shareholder of that company, and you get your benefits from that.
What are those benefits?
One of those benefits. And you can sell it at any time, for the most part. You can pretty much sell it any time you want and then get out of it. And because it is kind of dependent on their investments, whether it's the stock market or whatever it may be, your profit obviously depends on how everything goes. So you're not guaranteed to make, you know, like if it was a government bond at a specified percentage rate, that's what you're going to make no matter what, because that's what the government said they're going to pay you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this doesn't work that way.
Gotcha.
You may make money, you may not.
Why
but
are
you generally
mutual,
make money.
Why are mutual funds attractive for individual investors?
Well, let's talk about it for a minute. Maybe we can figure that out. Why do you think it would be attractive?
Because it diversifies risk.
I also think it's because you have professional people who know what they're doing managing your money.
That is another benefit. So as an individual investor, you don't want to have to study every single stock and know every single thing that's going on.
Correct.
So we can defer to other people. We can have an individual stock broker who sells us 100 shares of XYZ company.
Right.
The challenge is you have all your eggs in one basket. So if XYZ company doesn't do well, guess what? You're not doing well.
You're not doing well.
So if you take and buy, instead of buying 100 shares of XYZ company, buy 100 shares from a particular mutual fund that may have XYZ company as one of its individual stocks it holds, then if XYZ tanks, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing, because you've got like 99 other stocks that are performing well.
That is correct. I always say I would rather have a dollar from a million people than $1 million from one person.
Well, because you're more likely to get that dollar from a million people.
Well, not only are you more likely, but if even half of them decide they're not going to give you that dollar, you still have half a million. If that one person decides they don't want to give it to you, guess what you got?
Goose egg.
Nathan.
That's right. That's a great money word of the day. So that was a good one to talk about. I like that. So it's all about spreading risk, understanding things. Now, a lot of those mutual funds are driven by specific types of investments, and we can go on and on, but that's actually in our financial fluency series that we do at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, which is our intermediate course that we teach. And if you want to learn all about that, all you have to do is visit the website at unlockyourwealth.com. Now, let's have a guest, shall we?
Yeah.
Bernard Unger. Bernie's going to drop by and have a chat.
I love it.
Yay. Bernard Unger has 20 years experience in the financial services industry. And he recognized that the industry is essentially broken. So he has developed new methodologies designed to protect the American investor from high fees, poor advice, and the financial conflicts of interest inherent in the financial planning profession. So he wrote a book all about this called Financial Fallout. He outlines his revolutionary thoughts and ideas, which can transform the financial services industry into one that we can be proud of. He has also hosted a weekly radio show and has spoken at over 150 public and private events. And now, in addition to the popping and the pocket applause, we can have a chat with him directly on our show. How about that?
That sounds good, MK.
Okay, then. Welcome to the show, Bernie.
Well, thank you, Heather. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so glad to have you on because you've got an incredible book and an incredible story. And I'm so excited because you're looking at things from a completely different perspective with the financial fallout. And we've seen quite a bit in your industry and my former industry, because I used to be a stockbroker and investment advisor. And everybody seems to have their own take on what the woes of the financial services industry is. What is your view of the industry as you have put it as being broken?
Yeah, the industry, again, is broken, is the best way for me to explain it. And by saying that it's broken, I'm talking about the fact that it is just far too sales-oriented. That, and if you were in the industry in the past, Heather, you know that so much of the training and so much of everything that an advisor goes through is geared more towards selling than it is advising and providing the proper advice. And the reason this is, the reason there's such a huge sales mentality is because the pay structures are wrong. And commissions are, in my opinion, the wrong way for Americans to be receiving financial advice. Americans should not be getting their financial advice based on what type of commission the salesman is going to earn that afternoon. And I think that's the first thing that needs to be corrected in the industry, is that commissions need to be eliminated and pay structures need to be corrected.
I agree with you. And I remember how competitive it was and the quotas, and you would, based on, you know, you'd have like three different products that you could recommend to whether or not it was applicable to what an individual's goals were, but which one were you going to pick as the broker? Well, I know which one that my boss was going to tell me to pick, the one that made the most commission for the company.
Exactly. And when there's product A, B, and C, and you're determining which is the best for the client and which is the one that's going to pay you the most money that night, it's just that the conflict of interest is just incredible. And that's why the commissions have got to go. And, you know, you go back to that sales mentality and you talk about the managers, and the managers are also always pushing you, pushing the advisor to bring on more clients. It's just a horse race to see who can have the most clients. And that is wrong as well. An advisor should really limit themselves to the number of clients that they serve if they're going to provide that client with the ultimate service, with the best service possible. We simply can't get stretched too thin.
Agreed. But, I mean, I guess, how do we fix it, or do we even bother and just educate the consumer to navigate around it? What do you think the best solution is?
Well, the way that I think is the best solution to navigate around the problems and to navigate around the issues, other than fixing those pay structures, is to have an expert who will coordinate the other experts on your team. The fact is, we all have subject matter experts or financial experts in other areas of our financial lives that we are working with. We all have an attorney. We all have an insurance expert. We have an asset manager. We have the financial advisor. There's an entire team of experts who go into putting our financial house in order. And unfortunately, that team of experts doesn't communicate. The CPA doesn't communicate with the financial advisor often enough, if at all. And the insurance expert isn't communicating with the estate planning attorney often enough, if at all. And the communication has to be there. And Heather, if you go for an operation, you know that the doctor is never alone. The surgeon has surgical nurses. There's an anesthesiologist. There's nursing technicians. There's other specially trained individuals in that room, but they're all serving one purpose. And the subject matter experts in your life need to be coordinated, they need to communicate, and they need to be serving a single purpose, and that is the success of your financial life.
Well, that sounds great, Bernie, but here's the challenge that I have. Okay, so let's say I am just, you know, Jane Doe, and I work my job and I have a 401k and a pension. Of course, I buy insurance and all that stuff, but I'm a neophyte when it comes to who needs to be liaising with who and why I need to have a communications structure or protocol, and what happens, you know, with getting all these people to talk together. Let's say I'm lucky enough to make that happen, you know, now am I going to have fees associated with the extra time that they're not spending with me, but spending with one of my other financial professionals? I mean, because I've been in the industry and I get what you're saying, but I'm trying to think, how does that translate to the individual, you know, who doesn't know anything? I mean, it seems a little daunting or overwhelming.
Well, Heather, let's look at it this way. If you're an individual who is 50 years old and you have $100,000 in your 401k account and you average a 7% a year for the next 20 years until you're 70 years old, when it's just about time to start taking distributions, that $100,000, if it's a 7% that's compounded monthly, is going to grow to about $400,000. If instead your fees were lowered and all other things being equal, you had lower fees and you earned 9%, same scenario, you would end up with $600,000 or $200,000 more. It is my belief that just by lowering your fees, by focusing, taking time to understand the fees that you're paying, especially the hidden fees, you can save so much money that it is easy to have an entire team of experts working on your behalf. If you have to pay an estate planning attorney $500 once every 5 years to update your will or your trust or your powers of attorneys, but you're saving $200,000 in fees, I think it's an easy transition.
That makes sense when you explain it that way, but I'm still thinking, you know, I get the 2% difference in the returns, but, you know, what if my, you know, financial services professional charges me more because he has to liaise with all of these other professionals versus less? I mean, I'm wanting him to do more, but I'm also asking him to take a lower cut in pay, right? I mean, is that what I'm doing?
Not necessarily, no, because the financial advisor, if he or she is changing their way of thinking, and if they're getting away from this commission-based model, and if they're getting away from, you know, that they're going to make a killing on the next sale, and instead simply charge a flat fee or an hourly fee to provide you with the highest quality of service, we're all going to win. The advisor is going to make a very good living, but the individual is going to receive top quality advice. They're going to minimize the hidden fees. And by minimizing the hidden fees, we can take some of those savings and bring all the other experts to the table. And that way, everybody's financial house, their entire financial house, can be put in order and kept that way forever. And one way of looking at it, Heather, is that there was a gentleman that was walking down the street and he fell into a hole. And the hole was too wide and too deep to crawl out of. And a priest was walking by and he hollers out to the priest, "Help me, help me, I'm in this hole." And the priest looks down and he writes down a prayer and he drops it to the man. And it doesn't help him very much. A doctor goes walking by and the man in the hole says, "Help me, help me, I'm in this hole and I can't get out." The doctor writes the prescription, drops it into the hole. Well, that doesn't help. Next thing you know, the man's friend walks by and the man yells out, "My friend, help me, I'm in this hole." And the friend jumps in. And the man says, "What, are you crazy? This hole is too wide. It's too deep. We can't get out." The friend says, "But I've been here before and I know the way out." And that's why, Heather, you need to be able to turn the individual investor needs to be able to turn to somebody who's been there before, somebody who knows the way out and can lead them there. And that's where an expert leader or a trusted advisor comes into play.
That's a wonderful story, and I want to continue this discussion further after the break. You have been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we will be right back with more Bernie coming up after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shannon, 102.5. love me.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one. Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the Covert Project by Jeremy Shane at JeremyShaneMusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and I am joined today by Bernie Unger, and we were just having a conversation about financial planning and commissions and why we need to restructure the industry. Welcome back to the program, Bernie.
Thank you, Heather.
You know, as I'm thinking about this, you know, people are saving and investing and they, you know, they know that they need to do it because they're like, well, you know, I got to have money for retirement. And, you know, depending on how well people do financially, they always want to pass something on to their kids or their favorite charity or things like that. Where should our focus be when it comes to financial planning? Should we concern ourselves with our own lifestyle and what we want first, or is there a structure? How do we get started?
Well, Heather, the focus or the issue, it really shouldn't be who has the smartest advisor or whose investments can beat up the other guy's investment. The issue rather should be, what will your life be like and what will your loved ones' lives be like in the future? And one way to switch the focus into that future, into what the lives will be like, is if someone just took a blank sheet of paper and if they would just draw a line, a horizontal line, east to west, across that piece of paper, and call that the planning horizon. And above that line, write the word why, and below the line, write the word how. And what we see more often than not is the advisor or the planner focusing on the how. They're focusing on the trust, perhaps, that the that they're recommending for the client, or the mutual fund that they're recommending for the client. They're recommending and talking about maybe the tools that they're suggesting or selling. Instead, the conversation should be focused on the why. Why are we making the decision that we're making? What values of ours have gone into this decision? What is important to us and to our family? And what are we afraid of? And what makes us happy? And what decision could enhance the value of your child's lives? Or there's important questions that really need to be looked at well before we start talking about the how.
You know, your answer makes me think about what I say for our knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful key. And I think so much that we get caught up in processes and systems that we lose sight of why we're even in a rat race or doing what we're doing to further a particular cause. And I like your answer, because that's what I always say. You know, it doesn't matter how you get there, but if you don't have a plan and if you don't know why you're on your path, you're really not going to get anywhere anyway. And I like that you get people to focus on that why, because that, I think that gets lost in the mix. So if we're thinking about why, and those are all great questions to ask, because that's it, you know, when people we have a key where we break our budget, and that's when we find out what's driving our behaviors and what our motivations are. And when we can find out why we do what we do, then we can determine what it is we need to do to get where we want to go. So now we know why. You know, I want to be able to, you know, see the world. I want to sail around the world. I want to, you know, have a big house and just hang out and have all my grandkids come. Whatever your particular goals are, what are some other things that we should be aware of when we're considering, you know, what we want for ourselves and for legacy planning?
Well, I think you just said the magic word, and the magic word is goal. That everybody sits down in life and they say, well, maybe I want to, and we'll just use an example of paying for a child's education. And I have a child or a grandchild, and I want to help that child or pay for that grandchild education. And then that's the end of it. That is not a goal. That is a wish. That is a hope. A goal is something that is measurable. It is identifiable. It has a time frame. So instead of saying, I want to pay for that child's education, instead you should be saying, I want $50,000 to put towards my grandchild's education in the year 2023. I have X amount of dollars to start with, and then we've identified the goal, and each and every year or each and every 6 months, we can measure it, and we can see if we're on track to reach that goal. And if we're not, we can make the modifications necessary. And if we reach that goal sooner than expected, well, maybe it changes how we're investing or how we're going about for that goal, and we're protecting that goal because we've already achieved it. So the goal is the major word here, as opposed to I wish I could go around the world. Instead, I want to go around the world in the year 2015. I need X amount of dollars to do it. I have X amount saved now. Here's what I'm going to do to achieve that goal.
I think that's awesome. You made me think of one of my public speaker friends and previous show guest, Commander Marty Logan, and he always says, someday is not a day of the week.
Right.
So, well, I think that that's wonderful information. There's one thing that's interesting to me about what you do, and I am not familiar with it, so I'd like for you to share what it is and how you use this tool that you're pursuing to help your clients, and that's the CAP designation.
The CAP designation is Chartered Analyst in Philanthropy. And when you're studying for this CAP designation, CAP designation, it is mostly about, the studying is mostly about learning to listen and understand what people's values are. What are the family's stories? What is the family's history? How are you going to pass that on? There's something that they call shirt sleeve to shirt sleeve. And what that means is that more often than not, you have the first generation creates wealth. The second generation preserves that wealth or maintains that wealth. And then the third generation spends it.
Yeah.
And then when the fourth generation comes along, they have to recreate it because nobody taught that third generation to work because that everything was handed to them. And that's really where the whole idea of legacy planning needs to be focused. It needs to be focused on 100 years, not just on what am I going to leave to my child. There's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I know some families that are struggling with that right as we speak, as a matter of fact. And I think that especially when there's family businesses and larger enterprises where other people work and they count on that paycheck from the original first generation's efforts, that it behooves them to think, you know, long term, 100 years out, how do I preserve this legacy for not just my family, but for those who worked for me loyally all of these years and have served me well? How do I preserve their legacy, too, by making sure they have a job and all of that good stuff? So I like
that
focus.
And that's exactly right. And that goes back to that why as opposed to the how, because now the why becomes how do I or why do I want to take care of my loyal employees? And if I sell the business, where is my child going to work? Or there's consequences to every decision we make. And unfortunately, when it comes to business owners, the vast majority of them choose to do nothing. They choose to not get the planning done. And whether they don't want to face it, they don't want to, you know, go through the ordeal. The fact is, by not making a choice, they are choosing. They're choosing the default option. And that is wrong. And that's why business owners especially need to focus on legacy planning and above the line and focus on those why issues, not just the how.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a wonderful perspective that folks can take, and it just kind of cements, you know, as a second generation or next level of learning from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, is all of these tools and techniques we learn in the first chunk, how do we deploy them effectively? And it sounds like what you're talking about is exactly that. How do we focus on what's really important? Because the vehicles are just the vehicles and how we get there. And, you know, we don't necessarily need a Ferrari if we have time on our side. But maybe we don't have time on our side, and we need not only a Ferrari, but we need, you know, a Mack truck with a Ferrari fast type of engine in it. And so based on what our why is, the how becomes pretty obvious, I think.
I think that's correct. And that's, you know, where the advisors are wrong by always focusing on the vehicles themselves and not more on the philosophical issues that truly are important to people. And I've seen it even just in, you know, you talk about business owners, but I've seen it with investors where someone will walk into an advisor's office and simply say, you know, I want additional income. And the advisor will right away jump up and say, well, have I got an investment product for you? And I can guarantee an income stream. And that's not really what it was all about. If you would instead ask the probing questions, maybe you would find out that that person is seeking additional income because there's a certain charity that they want to help out or there's something important to them. And by digging deeper and always going deeper and probing a little further than just right away throwing out the solution, you're going to learn more about the person and you're going to help that person be more effective in their planning.
Well, that's some amazing advice. If folks want to get a hold of you and get your book, Financial Fallout, or talk to you more about some of the wisdom that you have imparted on today's show, how can folks find you?
Well, Financial Fallout is available through the publisher, which is Tate Publishing, T-A-T-E, publishing.com, or, of course, on Amazon.com. And if anyone would like to speak with me regarding some of my thoughts and ideas and the value approach that I'd like to talk about, I can be reached at 716 698-8928.
Thank you again for being a part of the program. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can find all of Bernie Unger's contact information and linky links to all of his books and good stuff. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we will be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S. Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com. Or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Sharon, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that
Baby,
one.
I couldn't care less what you think or say.
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the Covert Project by Jeremy Shin at JeremyShinMusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, flanked by country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm unbelievable. Thanks for asking.
Good for you.
Do you know what time it is?
Time for you to get another watch, because you asked me that last time.
It's time for you to correctly answer the question regarding the show.
Oh, what about one of the keys you're going to tell us?
Yes. It is time for the keys to riches.
Perfect.
You remember what those are, right?
Something about them. I've heard of them before.
Well, for those of you joining us for the first time, the keys to riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one key at a time, one week at a time. So what key are we on this week?
Hope for the best, plan for the burst, the burst.
Wow, the financial fallout's got you all crazy in the head about bursts and storms and all sorts of things. So that would be correct. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. And so we're going to face fears today. Are you ready?
I don't like my fears.
Are you afraid?
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It'll be okay. I promise. Well, when we get fearful, we can't think logically. It's a physiological impossibility. And even though we think we're logical, when we start to have physiological reactions to stress in our environments, whether it's self-generated like a thought, maybe from wondering whether or not we're going to still have our job, or if the stock market's going to crash, or if our kids are going to get good grades, or whatever it could be, whatever the stress is, and or it could be an external stress, like you just got into a car accident or something like that. When we have stress in our lives, we dump hormones. These hormones give us this survival skill of fight, freeze, or flee. And once that happens, we have no logic brain use whatsoever. It takes about 20 minutes for that hormone to dissipate throughout the system, unless we are fighting or fleeing. So if we stay there and we don't do anything, we paralyze, or we don't fight back, or we don't run away, we get stuck with all this garbage in our system, and then it just builds and builds. And before you know it, we're only in survival mode, and we can't focus on what we're supposed to be focusing on. This is not helpful when we have financial choices to make. So this week's key is about focusing on or creating our plan B so we can focus on our plan A. And so there's some people that say, no, I can't even think about plan B because it's going to take me off my mark. But guess what? Whether or not you actively focus on it, your subconscious is going to be focused on what you're afraid of. Not having enough money, getting into a car accident, or what happens if I pass away and my family is left? Or what if I have to take on the care of an indigent parent? Or what if? We have all these crazy fears that are floating around under our subconscious. And just because we're not consciously paying attention to it doesn't mean we're not focused on it. So the thing to do is address our fears. And then that way, when we address our fears, we get rid of those fears. Because what are we mostly afraid of, Jeremy Shane?
We're afraid of things.
Well, specifically, we're afraid of the unknown.
Right. Failure.
So, Sure. Exactly. It could be anything. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of success. Because, you know, what if I win the lottery? Or what if I get that incredible promotion? And then that means I'm traveling. So that means my life is going to change. And, oh, no, what happens if my life is going to change? Are my friends going to still like me? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that?
It's kind of like self-sabotage because you want it. You say you want it, but then, you know, every time you have the opportunity, somehow you just seem to not get it.
And you goof it up. Exactly.
Without realizing it.
I know. Exactly. So here's how to get around all of that, because we're going to explore what the unknown is and we're going to make it known. And the reason why we want to do this is, first, when it becomes known, it's not a fear anymore. And once we identify what the fear is, we can address how we will handle it while we are calm and have access to our logic brain. Because I know I've had conversations with several of my clients where they've said, oh my gosh, well, having my in-laws move in is never going to happen. And then guess what? One of them has a stroke. Now what happens? You didn't address it and you didn't get to communicate your part. You're going to be all upset. Your spouse is all upset because they just want to take care of their parents. And now you have a big mess on your hand. I know. And you can't even think about it logically because now you've got hormones dumping because you're responding to all of the stimulus in your environment plus all the internal thoughts that are going on. So this is why we do this. So what we need to think about is every financial catastrophe that could possibly happen. What if we have an unexpected pregnancy? What if one of our child's has special needs? What if we do have to take on the care of an indigent parent? What happens if me or my spouse – have an injury that disables us? And what if we're the breadwinner? How are we going to handle this? While we're not emotional, while we're not engaged in the situation, that's the best time to go through all of this stuff and create that plan B. And then you want to rehearse it so you know that that's your go-to choice if and when that scenario arrives. And isn't it always what they call, and it's funny because that's your last name, Murphy's Law. What?
Yes, it is. Believe me, I know. I've lived with it my whole life.
Everything that can go wrong will. And if you're thinking about what can go wrong, even on a subconscious level, what you filter for, you'll find. So you're going to find trouble. You're going to find those problems if they're ruminating underneath your conscious awareness. And so this is the way we get all that garbage up and out, and we've already discussed it. So if and when the event happens, we're prepared. And that's this week's key. What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Are you ready to face your fears?
Always ready.
What are some of your financial fears?
Financial fears? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about me going out and driving in traffic.
Oh, no. This is a money show. Nah. This isn't the traffic segment. Just in case.
Oh, maybe it's the weather? I don't know. We need to have a weather spot.
I know you're dodging the question, so apparently there is a financial fear.
Everybody's afraid of being broke. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. So what if we explored that financial fear and then we made it known? So what's the worst thing that can happen if you're broke?
You don't have food to eat.
Okay. And what else is the...
And you're living on the street.
Okay, and then what else?
You go live in Mexico.
And then what else? And you sell your hair to a wig shop.
Yeah, you sell your hair to a wig shop.
Don't sell your hair to a wig shop. Well, but okay, so now we know what happens if we're broke. So now that we know what broke is like, what can we do to fix it?
You think about your plan, and then you work your plan.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Where's pocket applause? Pocket applause.
Wait, let me see if I can find them.
Come on.
I'm looking back here. Hold on a minute.
I know you brought them.
I think they're around here somewhere. There they are. Oh, here they are.
Yay. I miss them. Well, that's it for this week's key for our key statement, key affirmation, and key action item. Please visit the website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on the This Week's Key tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Shane.
Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.